My name is Victoria.
My name is David.
My name is Cody.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out,
a radio show for kids
all about the library.
The Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Cody, David, and Victoria, for that terrific introduction. These kids are from Straffordville Public School. I'm Julie Berry, your host for Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from CHPD 105.9 FM, DeBrigg, right here in downtown Elmer, Ontario. And our show tonight is about cows. Weird and wonderful, amazing, astonishing cows. I bet you didn't know cows could be so extraordinary. It is a well-kept secret that most cows don't even know. I've got a couple of stories for tonight that will open your eyes to the wonder of cows. But first, here's a young lady by the name of Faith, who borrows plenty of reading material from the Straffordville Library. She would like to recommend a good book to you. At the beginning of a new school year, kids are sometimes a little nervous about getting back to school, back into the routines, you know, and the busy social life. This book is about that and more.
Right now I'm reading Holly's Heart by Beverly Lewis. I love it because it relates to all my life.
So this is a story about a young girl who is just about ready to start into grade 7 in September. How is she feeling?
She's a little nervous to start, and that's how I am right now.
Well, what happens to her?
Well, she wants to get a perm on her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she gets the perm, it turns out horrible. And she has to cut it, and it's all frizzy and everything the first day of school for, like, the next week. Oh. She's a little embarrassed.
Thanks very much, Faith. That is Holly's Heart by Beverly Lewis, if you're interested in reading the book. Our first story is about a cow who is not happy doing cow things, like standing in a field and chewing her cud all day long. She's got other ideas. The book is called Only a Cow. It's written by Arlene Hamilton, and the illustrations are done by Dean Griffiths. Find yourself a nice, cozy little spot to snuggle down and listen. Charlie Johnson's cows grazed peacefully in their meadow, but as Thunder the racehorse galloped around his field, one head popped up like a periscope. It was Lucille. She stared at Thunder. His long legs powered him along, and his hoofbeats pounded in her ears. Lucille was spellbound. Lucille looked back at her friends, still lazily chewing their cud. "Bertha," she said, "day in and day out, we just stand around in this same old field. Don't you ever feel like doing something more?" Bertha looked puzzled. "No," she replied. "This is what cows do." "Well, we could do something different for a change, something exciting." "Lucille, we're only cows." "Cows aren't exciting," said Bertha. Lucille sighed. She imagined that she was like Thunder, sleek and powerful, bounding along a racetrack. Thunder cantered over to the fence for a chat. "Just keeping in shape," he said casually. "I have a race at the fairground tomorrow, you know." "Good luck," said Lucille politely. "I like to try life in the fast lane. Have you ever noticed any cows in any of your races?" "My dear," Thunder said, "horses are horses, and cows are cows, and you are only a cow." The next morning, Charlie led Thunder into the trailer. Then he hurried to the barn. "County fair today, ladies," he boomed. "You beauties are going to win the cow show. Come on now, step lively." Lucille and her friends joined Thunder, who calmly munched his hay. At the fairgrounds, Charlie blazed a trail through the bustling crowd. Lucille gawked at all the activity swirling around her. She stumbled over cables, bumped into people, and fell farther and farther behind. Just as she realized she was lost, Lucille heard a bugle blare. Streams of people were hurrying toward a big stadium, so Lucille followed them inside. Behind a long gate in the stadium stood a row of the most magnificent horses Lucille had ever seen. On each horse sat a man wearing a brightly colored uniform. Lucille squeezed herself into a space between two of the horses and looked around. "This must be a race," she thought. Then she heard a voice she knew. "Lucille, what are you doing here?" exclaimed Thunder. "This is a horse race. You're not a horse. You're only a cow." Before Lucille could say a word, a pistol shot blasted her ears. The horses exploded from their stalls. Lucille froze and gaped at the fleeing horses. As they disappeared around the first bend, a wonderful idea occurred to her. "Here's my chance," she cried, and off she charged, clopping and clomping down the track. Her cowbell clattered wildly. Charlie Johnson sat in the stands cheering Thunder on. His jaw dropped when he spotted a cow, his cow, plodding along behind. "Lucille, what do you think you're doing?" he yelled. "You're not a horse, you're only a cow." The spectators began to laugh. Lucille ignored them. "What do they know?" she puffed. Jogging steadily along the turf, Lucille rounded the first bend. As she plowed into the straightaway, she could hear a distant rumble behind her. It grew louder and louder. Lucille peeked fearfully over her shoulder. A mass of thundering horses was closing in on her. The ground shook as they pounded past. Lucille's heart sank. "Why, they've already finished one lap," she panted. But still, she forged ahead. Lucille was almost into the far turn when she heard the same rumble. "Oh, no, here they come again," she moaned. Squeezing her eyes shut, Lucille huddled into the railing and waited for the horses to pass. "What on earth am I doing here?" she wondered. "Horses are horses and cows are cows, and I'm only a cow." But then, as the horses flew by, Lucille heard Thunder's voice above the pounding. "Come on, Lucille," he called. "Well, I can't let a fellow racer down," Lucille exclaimed. She squared her shoulders and set out again. "This cow is going to cross that finish line." Lucille lumbered on and on. At last she saw the finish line ahead, but it looked so far away. Her hooves were bruised and she was exhausted. "I didn't know races were this long," she gasped. Her head drooped and she coasted to a walk. The spectators stopped laughing. Someone shouted, "Come on, girl, don't give up now." Another cried, "Go to it there, sweetheart, you can do it." A boy began yelling, "Go, girl, go! Go, girl, go!" Soon, the whole crowd was chanting along with him. Lucille could hardly believe her ears. She felt as swift and beautiful as a racehorse. And did a racehorse ever quit before the end of a race? Never. Lucille paid no attention to her aching hooves. She lifted her head grandly and plodded joyously down the home stretch, nodding and mooing to the cheering crowd. At last she swept jauntily across the finish line. Charlie proudly led Lucille to the winner's circle, where she joined Thunder. The mayor presented her with a special prize ribbon. Photographers crowded around, and Charlie beamed as he posed between his two champions. Lucille still lives on Charlie's farm. She still goes out to the same old field day in and day out. Sometimes she and Thunder practice their racing, and Lucille patiently waits for next year's fair. Well, that just goes to prove that a horse may be a horse and a cow may be a cow, but sometimes a cow can be, well, a different sort of cow. Don't you just love Lucille? From now on, when I pass a field of cows, I will be on the lookout for Lucille. Ever try to milk a cow? Here's a couple of boys I met at the Springfield Library who know something about it.
My name's Brady. I'm from London visiting my friends, and I'm at the Springfield Library. Well, first you'd have to get it calm, because I've been almost kicked in the face before. But what you do is, when you got it there, you go to the udders. You get the udders. You don't squeeze too hard, but you squeeze a little, and you pull, and you just keep pulling, and it all squirt out into like a bucket or a jug or something.
My name's Harmon, and I live in Springfield, and I am at the Springfield Library right now. What I know about milking a cow is, like, when you're squeezing, you squeeze with your thumb, your finger, and your middle finger, and then you squeeze a little, and you pull down, and then at least about a quarter of the milk will come out of three squeezes, and then if you do three squeezes again, a quarter of the milk will come out again.
Thank you, Braden and Harmon. Here's another story. Brody from the Elmer Old Town Hall Library helped me out a little with this one. The Cow Loves Cookies by Karma Wilson, illustrated by Marcellus Hall. Whenever farmer feeds the horse, he feeds the horsey hay, of course. The horse just loves to nibble hay. He eats it every single day. But the cow loves cookies. Farmer knows what chickens need. He always gives them chicken feed. They scratch and cluck and peck all day. They love their feed. The horse loves hay, but the cow loves cookies. The farmer feeds the geese each morn. He always gives them sweet, cracked corn. They honk for joy and flap their wings. They love the corn that farmer brings. Hay for horses, yes indeed. Give those chickens chicken feed. Corn for geese, they love it so. But when it comes to cows, we know.
The cow loves cookies.
Whenever farmer feeds the hogs their slop, they love to eat that gooey glop. They oink and snort, they grunt with glee. They eat like pigs, it seems to me. Of course, we know the horse loves hay, and chickens love their feed each day. Geese love corn, as all geese should. The pigs think slop is mighty good. But cow would never eat that stuff. You couldn't pay the cow enough, because...
The cow loves cookies.
Farmer's dog just loves to eat when farmer gives him doggy treats. He gulps and gobbles with delight. He savors every meaty bite. Hay is what the horsey needs. The chickens all eat chicken feed. The geese munch corn. It tastes so fine. The hogs think slop is just divine. The doggy adores his doggy treats. But cow would rather eat things sweet. So why does the cow love cookies? She and farmer made a deal, and every day they share a meal. Farmer packs a picnic lunch, and when the two sit down to munch, he takes cookies from a tin, and cow gives milk to dunk them in. Yum, says farmer. Cow says moo. Cow is happy. Farmer, too. They both love milk and cookies. But the duck loves quackers. I have to admit, I am a cookie lover, too. How about you? It's time for a little refreshment for our funny bones. Here's a good one. Where do cows go on dates? That's easy. To the movies. And now here's Esther and Lisa Harms to do the credits.
Check It In, Check It Out is made possible through the generous support of
the Elgin County Library
and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
Thanks, girls. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5. We love it when you listen.
Guten Tag, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. I hope you have this program geglaicht. Ich bin Mary Ham und ich schaue bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield und Port Burwell. Und ihr könnt die Kräfte, die ihr wollt, fahren. Die sind alle neu auf. Die Öffnungsstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fahrnummer ist 519-631-1460, Extension 109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nahen und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünd und Jüne Familie mit Halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi.